Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Volume.
It's the Colin Cowherd Podcast presented by FanDuel. It's NFL playoff time. No better place to get in on the action than FanDuel. FanDuel app is safe. You get paid fast. Lot of ways to play. The spread, the money line, team totals, players, props. Lot of stuff. Over-unders. Jump into the action. Same game parlays are my favorite. Just use the promo code Colin and download the FanDuel app today. FanDuel now live in Ohio. As a small business owner or hiring manager, success depends on the team you surround yourself with. That's why you should check out LinkedIn Jobs. Hire qualified candidates more efficiently by matching open roles with people who have the skills, values, and experience you want. That's what LinkedIn Jobs does. They go beyond resume data by using insights from your job post, company, and their 875 million member profiles to put your post in front of the most qualified candidates. It's really cool. They make it easy to screen and rate applicants based on your job qualifications all on one platform. That's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one, in delivering quality hires against leading competitors. Go to post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Colin. LinkedIn.com/Colin. Place is great. Post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn.com/Colin.
Okay, live here after Super Bowl 57. I'm here with Colin Cowherd. Colin, happy Super Bowl. Bittersweet always because football ends, but wow. What a game.
I think everybody at Fox had the Eagles. Nick Wright and I had the Chiefs. That was it. I felt like I watched two or three different games. You know, through the years, I've talked about this with Matt LaFleur of the Packers. Young coaches are really good devising game plans. They're not always great at halftime. And Philadelphia defensively, I mean, didn't make stops, fooled badly twice in the red zone. We can get upset with officiating, but Philadelphia's defense, Steve Spagnuolo, veteran coordinator, head coach Andy Reid, veteran, they made enough plays defensively in the second half. And the other thing, John, is let's be honest about it. Sean Payton called it. He said special teams for the Eagles are a problem. That Tony punt return is really the game touchdown changer. That is the game changer on us.
Yeah, I mean, I always say this. They mentioned during the broadcast, you know, Andy had been, this was his 31st year in the NFL. Obviously, I think 23 of them are as a head coach and as many years as an assistant. I think when he's, you know, his game planning, but even in-game stuff, the adjustments he can make to a coach in the headset. Hey, remember in 08? Or remember in 99, they did this. This will work against what they're doing right now. His, the Rolodex of information he can go back on, going against three Eagles coaches that are pretty good, right? Sirianni and his two coordinators who honestly might become coaches. They're all young. I mean, they're all, you know, I'm 38. They're all relative right around my age. He's been in the league coaching for 31. And you just saw an all-time great coach really lock in. I mean, the halftime, Peyton said a while back, right, Peyton Manning, halftime adjustments are overrated. And I agree, because you're constantly making adjustments. I do think that long 30-minute halftime benefited the Chiefs. Take a deep breath, because they were getting worked, Colin.
No, listen, it was 24, was it like 24-14 at half?
24-14 at half, yeah.
And I felt like this game is, it's literally, if they don't get a touchdown, it's ugly.
Agreed.
Mahomes came back. His leg appeared to get significantly better as the second half went on. They score a touchdown in the first drive. And I'm sitting there thinking, this is what Mahomes does. He gets outplayed. He hangs around. Listen, I thought Jalen Hurts could have played his best game as a pro.
Easily.
He was literally flawless. And yeah, in the awesome end, Mahomes made just a few more big plays. But I really think it came down to, we're going to talk about the two quarterbacks. Fumble by Hurts became a touchdown for Philly. Huge special teams Eagles gaffe. A bit of a iffy call at the end, but Kansas City was going to take the lead in a field goal anyway.
Yeah.
Philadelphia's got nobody to blame but themselves. Bad special teams. Jalen Hurts a fumble. Mahomes didn't have one. And I will say that run by Mahomes in the second half late, that 25-yard run, when he's outrunning linebackers and you're thinking, that was limping into the locker room.
He really had a remarkable two-game stretch right after that ankle injury. Really, I guess it goes back two-and-a-half-game stretch of, you know, a legendary player. He now enters, right? You think about, I was thinking earlier today, eating lunch, the great two Super Bowl quarterbacks, like Peyton, but it was over when he won a second. Elway had been to five, but when he won a second, like, he then retired, right? And those are, I would say, two guys. There are some other guys. You know, Terry Bradshaw's won several, but he's not considered in the top five. Mahomes is already there, but he's 27, 28 years old. I mean, you'd have to put his over-unders on Super Bowls at definitely another one in his future, right?
Well, yes, and I also think we have to start, like, mentioning Belichick for 15 to 20 years had all the rules on his side. The league pivoted to offense. Now Bill can't get to the playoffs, and Andy completely dominates the sport. I thought the second half is one of the great coaching performances I ever remember in a Super Bowl. John, do you know how hard it is in the red zone to be open by 10 yards? I mean, that's trick play stuff, and those weren't trick plays. I mean, my takeaway was Mahomes, these aren't difficult throws. I mean, he made a couple of nice throws. I would argue Jalen Hurts made more high-grade, difficult throws. Mahomes had some layups, some stuff that was schemed wide open.
You know, listen, all these young coaches in the league, Steichen's about to get the Colts job, obviously McVay, the Shanahans. But, you know, speaking of Andy, they score in all three drives, and Spagnuolo now has some legendary performances in this game as a defensive coordinator. He legendary. So you just have two guys with much more experience than the other three young guys, and it just kind of showed, because the Eagles have hung their hat all season long on getting pressure. A little more difficult tonight, right? Hassan Reddick wasn't just flying around. Their defensive linemen were just sacking Mahomes every play. So as the game slowed down a little bit in the second half, it felt like Spagnuolo was constantly getting pressure, blitzes, and just neutralizing Jalen a little bit. And the Eagles throughout the year, because tonight he looked healthy again, right? That looked like the MVP-level Jalen Hurts. But they had struggled in the second half scoring. And for whatever reason, I think it's hard to pinpoint, but tonight it happened again, because if they just do 50% of what they're doing in the first half, the Chiefs wouldn't have been able to catch up.
Yeah, I hope what's not lost in this is how good Jalen Hurts was. He had a couple of throws to Goddard. I mean, literally, Chiefs players draped.
Yeah.
And he was moving.
Andy challenge was a remarkable play on 3rd and 14.
Oh, my God. So it's this really isn't on Hurts. Now, Hurts had a disaster in the first half. Like, let's step back and look at this as honestly as we can. You're not going to win a Super Bowl if three things happen. Ever. If you have a first half fumble that becomes a touchdown for the other guy. Yeah. If you have a massive mistake on special teams and your defense allows a touchdown on every possession in the second half. Like, you're not going to win Super Bowls. The fact that it was this close is a complete credit to Jalen Hurts, who just made plays. I do think the NFL in the offseason may take out that scrum, that rugby play.
It's not fair. You can't stop it. It's an unstoppable play. It's unstoppable. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing. They get in it, and you might as well just give them the first down so no one gets hurt, right? Because it's automatic.
Yeah, and it's not in the spirit of the game.
No.
So the NFL tweaks stuff in season. They'll tweak that and get rid of it.
You know, I think I was just thinking when you were saying about Jalen in recent memory, right? Some teams that lost the Super Bowl, it happened with Goff, with the Rams, and McVay was like, this isn't, I'm not going to be able to win with this guy at quarterback. The Niners with Jimmy Garoppolo, it made him question. Sometimes when you lose, you're probably a little more introspective as a front office, as a team. I think, like you just said about Jalen, I would be more confident in the way the guy carried himself, the way he played, how much it translated in the biggest spot. They already loved him, but tonight he was brilliant. I mean, they're going to give him a large contract. We've seen some large contracts given the last couple of years, and you're like, whoa, that's not going to age well. This one I'd feel pretty confident about with the signal caller in Philly.
Yeah, and you know their concern is they may lose a free agent or two. I think they'll get back. My guess is right now, San Francisco and Philadelphia simply have better rosters and aren't paying their quarterbacks yet. So I do think like a Jason Kelce could retire.
Yeah, almost did last year.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see one or two other players peeling off, wanting to get paid. They are getting old. Fletcher Cox, he's not what he was. That's why they draft Jordan Davis. So I don't think Philadelphia will quite have that stacked of a roster. They also lose an offensive coordinator, whereas the Chiefs have 11 draft picks. And all those rookies in the back end now are coming back after winning the Super Bowl. Brett Veach drafts and develops. I mean, good God, the running back's a seventh rounder. They got starters in the sixth round. So this was, you could argue, John, was this the year to catch the Chiefs off guard? Rebuild the O-line or rebuild the receiving core, rookies everywhere in the back end of the defense. It's like, guys, this was the season to get the Chiefs, and instead the Bills regressed.
Well, really, this team, the iteration of what they were winning with 4 or 5 years ago is completely different. I mean, they have two new tackles. You know, they got rid of Tyreek Hill, which was very Belichickian. Most people in that spot would not have, and they just won the Super Bowl without the guy. And their receivers, while productive, you know, you would have to imagine the young guy they have more is going to be better next year. People are going to want to come play with Patrick Mahomes, like going to play like Steph Curry or something if you're a free agent, if the money's normal. The lines are always going to be good under Andy Reid. The thing that really stood out about this Chiefs team relative to the ones that were good 3 or 4 years ago, their team's speed on defense with those two linebackers that can fly, they were never good at linebacker when they won the when they beat the 49ers. Bolton, I think he's from Missouri, he is fantastic. Yeah. I mean, his lateral quickness, not quite Fred Warner, but he's making these plays that just that were huge tonight. And I bet, you know, from a coaching standpoint, it's the stuff that those guys, like, we would not be as good as we are without the team speed at linebacker.
Well,
he's young.
I mean, look at how well they draft. Creed Humphrey is the first or second best center. They're not paying him a nickel yet. The running back's a seventh rounder. That kid is just knocking people over left and right. Yeah, so they have to go draft the tight end eventually, because Travis Kelce, you know, those guys like Kittle, they take a beating.
Yeah.
They don't have a lot. I mean, I'll say this. They got 11 draft picks. Now, I think they have 4 7th rounders. But I really do feel like, John, Philadelphia is going to be back, or at least in the final 2 or 3 in the NFC because of their roster. But I think this was the year to catch Kansas City. This is the year to catch them.
Yeah, I mean, and just think about their division. A lot of moving parts. I mean, the Raiders are kind of starting from scratch. Denver's going to have to figure some things out.
As a small business owner or hiring manager, success depends on the team you surround yourself with. That's why you should check out LinkedIn Jobs. Hire qualified candidates more efficiently by matching open roles with people who have the skills, values, and experience you want. That's what LinkedIn Jobs does. They go beyond resume data by using insights from your job post, company, and their 875 million member profiles to put your post in front of the most qualified candidates. It's really cool. They make it easy to screen and rate applicants based on your job qualifications all on one platform. That's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one. And delivering quality hires against leading competitors. Go to post your job for free at linkedin.com/Colin. LinkedIn.com/Colin. Place is great. Post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn.com/Colin.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Back to the Eagles, you know, like, I know they lost and we sang Jalen's praises. I think the organization, to be able to retool that, they have the 10th overall pick coming from the Saints. Look at all their good young players. How good is Devontae Smith? He looks 110 pounds. He's unstoppable. You know, they get high draft picks. Howie and Veach, you're looking at two guys that both learned under Andy Reid. I mean, they're just two of the better guys in the league. When you have a high-level front office and good coaching staff, obviously you need to land a good quarterback. Both teams do, but it's the talent on those two rosters. At every position, you saw impact players.
Well, they got Jordan Davis in the D-line, so they're set if a Fletcher Cox retires. They probably need to go get that's a good center draft in the first, second round. Probably should go get one if Kelsey retires. You know, when you're as good as Philadelphia, you don't really draft for need.
No.
You can just go get the best dude. You could move around in the draft. They have very few needs. I mean, they really do. I love their corners. I just feel like when you win it, when you get to a Super Bowl, you're going to have to pay Hurts here. And I always believed in Jalen's character, but I gotta be honest with you. I don't remember a game as a pro that he's played better in a bigger spot. I was just blown away by about six of his throws tonight. I thought he made more pressurized, difficult throws than Mahomes. Mahomes had the some of Andy Reid's schemes are cartoonish. I mean, yeah. I still can't get over the fact that they had two red zone touchdowns and nobody within 10 yards. That's high school. That never happens in the pros.
He's the greatest coach at dialing up plays to the running back in the passing game ever. And for a long time in his career, I mean, one of the knocks with him in Philly is he refused to run the ball. But the pushback always was, it's not like his running backs didn't get touches. He just didn't necessarily hand them the ball. He would throw them screens. He would throw them wheel routes. And those two touchdowns tonight in the second half, I mean, guys walking in the end zone. This is the Super Bowl. This isn't, you know, week four. This is, you know, most of these defensive players is the best of the best. They're all on the same page. That was remarkable. And I know I have a hard time with that. The rule, when you wrap the controversial call, that's a lot of people are going to be bitching and moan about over the next 48 hours.
Oh, yeah.
My only issue with the call, like that is they call that when you wrap around, you know, you can say it's ticky tack,
yes,
but they always do. My issue, when I was a kid, if you threw it over the guy's head, the ref would go like this, uncatchable, and it wouldn't count. They don't even do that anymore because Juju is not a fast guy. He's slow. He would not have caught the ball. That's my only issue with it. The letter of the law, like they did call it correctly.
Yeah, no, I think maybe you and I have talked about this. You get to the NBA Finals and the Super Bowl, they tend to swallow the whistle a little bit. It's almost like the league says, just step out of the way a little bit. I thought the refs did a great job. There was some complaining earlier. There was a first half play, and I think Kansas City fans were complaining about pass interference, and I was like, just let them play. Let's just move the game along. I'm with you. I hate that call in that spot, but it is called. You can't put your arm around a guy. We know that. We've watched football forever. You're just not allowed to do that play. And I think that's what Pereira said. He's like, you know, I think Mike Pereira said, you can't wrap your arm around him. And Greg Olson, and I agree with that. And at that stage, it's like, oh, I hate that call. But it's not, they would have kicked a field goal, right? It would have been, Philly would have had 80 seconds, 70 seconds or something, whatever it was.
Exactly. I always thought this about Peyton Manning when he finally won that last Super Bowl, even though he was shot, like he deserved to be a two Super Bowl level guy. Like he was that talented. Yeah. You know, Andy, and I know you've known him for a long time. I'm obviously biased, but for a long time in Philly, it was like, guys, this guy knows what he's doing. And what he did with Alex Smith for a long time. I mean, Alex couldn't throw outside the numbers. And now that he's got one of the great players ever, he's consistently kicking everyone's ass. He's won two Super Bowls. You know so many people in this business. No one has a bad thing to say. He's a high character human being who's obviously just one of the all-time great coaches in a coaching sport.
Oh, no, no. I mean, when you talk to Sean Payton, you know, when I talk to coaches, when I talk to GMs, Andy's not even considered, Andy's above discussion.
Yeah.
Like some guys, I've had GMs push back a little on McVay that he gets worked by Shanahan. I've had people say about Shanahan, he falls in love with the script.
Yeah.
LaFleur should be much tougher on, you know, Aaron. He lets Aaron push him around. Even Sean Payton, people say, oh, he's a storyteller. He loves his story. Sean loves Sean. I love the guy. Andy is just like, he's like royalty. It's like, oh, yeah, Christ, Andy, he's just, I mean, he's dialing. I thought, you know, and what's funny about Andy, and it shows one of the things that drives me crazy, I love sports. But my big pushback on media and fans, both, I understand fans, it's short for fanatic, is that if you don't win championships, we marginalize you. I mean, Dan Marino may be the most talented quarterback, pre-Mahomes, I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Just insane. Didn't win a Super Bowl. Charles Barkley could score in transition, down low, jump, much better perimeter shooter than Michael Jordan from long. He didn't win a title. Like, the fact that Andy Reid took so much shit for years in Philadelphia, and it's like, folks, look at the quarterbacks. Like, Donovan McNabb struggled with accuracy. Like, really,
he was out of shape in the Super Bowl, Colin. He was out of shape in the Super Bowl. What's Andy supposed to do? Hold his hand? Give him a puke bucket? I mean, there's only so much you can do. Like, when you get high-level players, like, obviously Steve Kerr's a good coach, but you're very dependent on Phil Jackson, coach. And honestly, you know, Joe Torre used to talk about this. Coaching high-end players is more difficult than getting some random guy to overachieve. Like, coaching Michael Jordan, coaching Patrick Mahomes, coaching Derek Jeter is a very difficult thing to do. The overwhelming majority of guys have no chance to do that. I would say nobody, or at least, like, he is every bit as good as any coach in the history of the sport at coaching the high-end guys, which is the most important skill you can have as a coach.
Yeah, I think, to wrap a bow on it, I think it's as good a Super Bowl as I've ever watched.
Yeah.
Both quarterbacks were amazing. Andy won the tweak/adjustment part of the game. Philly clearly better early. Kansas City dominant late. There's an odd call at the end we don't love. Kansas City would have kicked a field goal anyway. I always push back on bad calls. And my takeaway is always, folks, if you can't make stops, you can't blame a ref. You can't blame 1 second of a ref after 2 hours of that defense.
Totally agree.
Like, you can't. That was 2 hours, and it wasn't just John couldn't make a stop, fooled badly on multiple plays, like no adjustments. Looking to get more out of the NBA season? Well, now's the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. The promo code is always Colin. FanDuel has tons of betting options. I like the same game parlay. Bet a little, win a lot. FanDuel's app is safe, secure, easy to use, and you get paid your winnings really fast. The no sweat first bet up to $1,000. Promo code Colin. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT STEP to 53342 Arizona 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Redline 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Let's get you out here on this one story that's been out there. People I know in Kansas City think he just loves football and loves Mahomes too much, but it's kind of out there that, you know, could Andy Reid retire? You know, he's 64 years old. His passion from people that I know that around him has never been higher, but, you know, go out on top is a pretty unique thing to do. If he were to retire, what would you do if you were Veach? Tough spot. I mean,
I call the Broncos and give them two firsts. I get Sean Payton. Well, you know, you sit down with Bieniemy. You sit down with Mike Kafka.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've bought, first of all, it's one of the great fan bases in America for any league. And you just won another Super Bowl. So, and you have great young players. So, let's say a coach came in and he just wasn't Andy. You're still probably a division winning team with 12 wins. So I think what you do is you take somebody that's fairly familiar with it that you really, really like. You go offense, somebody Patrick's familiar with, Kafka, Bieniemy, whatever it is, and you make it real clear. It's like you're replacing the greatest coach ever. We're not giving you a 5-year deal. No. We're going to watch it.
And after trial 2 years, here.
Yeah, if we don't love it, that's the downside to getting Mahomes. This is not any job. You're going to get 2 years. Now we'll pay you for three, but you got to win. That's the reality. This is not any car. This is a Mercedes. Okay. Yeah. So you can't back into a tree and say, you know, the sight lines are poor. It's like, we're putting you in the best suburb, the best car, the widest driveway. We'll pay you, but there's going to be pressure for this job. There is no learning how to do it. That's the downside to getting Mahomes.
Yeah. If it did come to fruition, he retired, it'd be one of the great job openings in the history of sports. I mean, you could argue it's the greatest NFL opening ever.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the best NFL opening ever.
I mean, 28-year-old Mahomes.
A coachable superstar quarterback in his prime.
Who's proven he could dominate, you know, who loves it there. Yeah, it doesn't get any. My gut is he's not going. I just think he's too addicted.
Yeah, I think my guess is you can't leave now. Like there's too many good young players. Like you can't. So, you know, the one good thing if Andy left and
remember Walsh walked away after the third one, and then later on said he regretted it. You know, because they won it the next year, and he easily could have stayed a couple more years. And the difference is he got really stressed and had these mental breakdowns. Right. Andy is, you know, he stress eats, you know, so he's good.
Yeah, I ran into Jim Gray, the sportscaster, the other day.
Let's go podcast.
And we were just talking about, in the hotel lobby, we were just talking about, you know, what we do for a living. And he listened to the show, and he was very complimentary. And he said, you know, just keep doing it, Colin. He goes, Oprah Winfrey once said to me, if you talk for a living, keep talking until they don't let you talk. If you coach offense like Andy Reid, you just keep coaching it until they tell you you can't coach it. Patrick Mahomes. Like, you know, he's probably thinking, man, I could use a month in the Bahamas. If I'm Brett Veach, I give him a month in the Bahamas.
Yeah. Clark Hunt, say take two. You know, we got the draft free agency with, you know.
Get out of here.
Well, Colin, that was a fun NFL season. But the good thing about the NFL. Oh. Stories are fast and furious. It's free agencies right around the corner. The draft. I saw you talking to Caleb. He's a little bigger than I thought.
You know, I met his dad. He's so, you know, he's like, you know, I'm not as good as you guys are all saying. I got a lot to work on. And I looked at his dad, and when I walked out of the room, I said, you've done a great job.
Yeah.
You have done a great job as a dad. Man, it's like Jalen Hurts. I don't need to meet his dad. I know his dad's great.
Mahomes. Yeah, same thing.
These guys have such character. They're so coachable. I mean, for Caleb Williams to be that good and that coachable, Jalen Hurts. I mean, I hope we don't forget how good Jalen Hurts was tonight. Jesus.
Yeah. Well, he was the MVP if they win that game, right?
I mean, it would have
been the easiest MVP in a while, it felt like.
He made six high-level stress throws, like hard. Guys aren't open. Hard throws. I don't think Mahomes had more wide open stuff, but in terms of if you said 10 best throws of the game, Jalen may have seven of them.
Yeah, I mean, they leaned on him to throw the ball tonight, too, and he was awesome. He was clearly healthy. What a game. Well, Colin, have a good night, and I'll make sure not turn my mic off until someone forces it away. Like Oprah says, you just keep talking. We'll just keep talking.
See you, buddy.
Okay, Colin. See you, buddy.
All right. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.